Hello, this is Jay Nemro, and you're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode 602, where I'm going over goals. How much of a background do I want to give you on this stuff? It's a good question. Let me talk a little bit about affirmations. I don't know if I've talked about it in The Life Autistic. Certainly have in Quasi-Indefatigable Mentalist. For those of you who keep up with one or the other, Quasi-Indefatigable Mentalist is my other set of recordings, the much larger one. When you see that large number of episodes in The Life Autistic, that number is kind of inflated for the simple reason that I came up with a number one, to make it look like I've been around a long time. Is it kind of disingenuous? Maybe a little. I think I probably didn't start with 500 recordings, but I'm closer to 500 than I was to zero. I'll tell you that much. Anyway, so Quasi-Indefatigable Zenless is a much more longer running one. I've been doing those recordings since about, I think, since sometime in 2003 or 2004. I can't remember which. And every once in a while, I'll make a recording just for that one, one that I don't think is really of general application to people who listen to podcasts. So you can go and listen to those recordings over the years at my Gopher space, gopher:/quixqix.us. If you don't know how to use Gopher, well, you know, that's part of the fun of discovering how things work. It is not the World Wide Web that you are probably so familiar with. This was actually a technology that predates the World Wide Web. Not by much, but by enough to make it just a little bit tricky to get there. And I find that when you do something that makes that's a little harder to get to, it makes it so much more worthwhile. I happen to be going by some mountains that I've climbed through, and I have nice memories. I like something that's a bit of a challenge. Not a huge one. I'm not into thrill-seeking, but I like doing things that other people don't do. You know, one doesn't want to follow the crowd constantly. All right, so I was talking a little bit about, we're going to talk a little bit about affirmations, some affirmations I have made that I'm working on, and we're going to, if nothing else, you will at least in The Life Autistic get a record of this, along with, you know, the things I typically do for The Life Autistic, so whatever comes to mind at any given time, but this one's Jay's affirmations, for lack of a better topic. I have heard about affirmations for a long time, and I finally saw a nice explanation of it from an interesting source called Scott Adams in his book that sold extremely well, called the Dilbert Future, his second kind of book, and it wasn't as popular as the first, of course, and a lot of people, after it came out, really poo-pooed the whole affirmation thing. You know, a lot of people get a little off because it seems kind of almost mystical in a way. I don't have a problem with mysticism, or at least not in the way he looks at it, not in the way I look at it. If you really want to know more about affirmations, I'll refer you to the book. It's by Scott Adams, the cartoonist, I know, the guy that came up with Dilbert, and this is his book, The Dilbert Future. And he's a fun writer. And I am stuck behind somebody who insists on doing 50 miles an hour. So I'm probably going to take a back road. depending on what this person does, to get away from them at some point here. Anyway, let me tell you about my affirmations. Now, what little I'm going to tell you about affirmations, I think Scott does a much better job. I'm not going to try to paraphrase it here. Just send it straight to the source. And he's not the source of it either, and he'll freely tell you that. I said, I stole this from somebody, I've heard about this from several other places, and I'll say the same thing. It's not unique to Scott Adams, certainly not unique to me, and heard about it in a lot of different things. A lot of people call it just having a positive mental attitude, but almost more than that, it's almost kind of this weird power that comes from saying what you're going to do, and saying what you're going to do often. So I started this on just a couple of days ago on Saturday. Today is Monday. This is a very interesting week I'm having, because I'm traveling a lot, and I will rejoin my wife here later. And back at home. But I'm traveling a whole lot, which I haven't done in a while. I'm finally getting back to, I'm going to camp out today. I'm going to go to the campsite today that I typically go to when I come to Mora. And I'm going to overnight in Mora and then go on to Taos later. So, excuse me. Anyway, let's talk about these affirmations that I made. The one thing you know about affirmations is you really need to say what you want to have happen, not what you hope for, not what's going to happen. And I guess the offer statement is, I will do this, I will do that, I will become this, and that's what you do. And you have to make sure that you say it such that it's actually going to happen. Okay, good. This guy's going the other way. I'm going to go the other way because I'm tired of going 40 just to please him. So, anyway. If you phrase it like, you know, well, I'm hoping that I'm going to do this, you will get that hope. I mean, it already fulfills itself right there. You've got the hope. Hope fulfilled. And what you really want is something that says, you know, I will do this. I will become a world-famous cartoonist. I will become a syndicated cartoonist. That was kind of what Scott Adams was, and sure enough, he started doing it. Now, he tested it on smaller things, and then he went after the thing that he was really after, and he got it. And his story is one of very interesting, not that he was slaughtering himself and going after all these opportunities. He just put it out there, and it almost kind of comes to you. It's almost just a belief that the stars will align and everything will happen. Now, I believe these things. I wouldn't say it's an LDS doctrine, a Latter-day Saint doctrine, at all. But it has its close correlations there. It has to do with when you're doing the things that God wants you to do, things kind of fall into place. I've been noticing that over time in my life. So, just so you'll kind of know how that goes, that's how it goes. So I've come up with these affirmations. These are based on things I've always wanted to do for years, and I'm finally putting a date on it. And the tricky thing about this thing is that you do need to put a date on it. Not anything crazy like, in the next 2 weeks I want to become the President of the United States. You need to give some wiggle room, because, you know, it isn't just force of will making this happen, because it's not really force of will at all. That's kind of the interesting thing about it. You know, people just say, well, you know, you just you set a goal at half, and you go, well, you know, goals are kind of related to affirmations a bit, you know, but it's almost more like, you know, you're just setting your goals and you're making your goals happen just by willing them, sort of, in a way, or by offering to the world that you're going to do it. And that's one of the other things that I've chosen to do that I think is useful, is that you have to share that with other people, and other people will be given an opportunity to help you. Of course, I guess they can also thwart you, but by and large, you know, it's nothing that threatens them, so, you know, some people may be indifferent to it, other people may just be, you know, they may offer help, so yeah, you know, I know this person, they might be able to get you into this, and stuff like that. Anyway, so let me go ahead and actually give you my affirmations, instead of doing all this prelim setup for you. And here they are. Now, this is on my gopher side as well. I tend to keep stuff that, it's not really secret, but things that are more of a personal nature on the gopher, because it's more difficult to get there. Once you know how, it's not difficult at all. But it's out of the ordinary. It takes a little bit of just understanding to be able to get there. You know, I call it a dumb filter. Any old dumb buck can't get to a gopher site. You know, you can't just get on gopher, type in them, and all of a sudden the gopher site appears. It doesn't work like that. It takes a little more digging. You know, I've left ways to be able to do it that's not difficult. And I, of course, gave you the URL to it if you wanted to use your web browser to get there. Only some of them work. Firefox, one, probably the most popular example of one that works. Anyway, okay, here's what I wrote down. Beginning the 1st of April, which is actually tomorrow, this is what I'm going to be focusing on. And that's almost what an affirmation is. You just focus on it. You think about it. You say it. You keep it in your mind, and it's almost like the rest of the world manipulates itself to make these things happen. Here they are. Before the end of 2008, that gives about, what, nine months for this to happen. This is what it is. It says, I will be a very valuable asset to NMSU by doing the work I'm most suited to their profit and to mine. Now, I'm hoping that that's not, you know, maybe I should be more specific about that, but I really do want to not make that specific, because I'm not exactly sure what I'm most suited to. I know that, in a way, computers are not. I feel on my scanner, on my Outlook, computers are really one of my lower skills, honestly. I consider it lower, you know. So I want my, what I feel like my bigger talents are, not saying that having computer, understanding of computers and the ability to make things happen isn't a talent, but I considered a lesser talent to the bigger ones. I got into computers so that I could write. I didn't want to, when I was really young, I didn't want to have to rewrite things all the time. I found that a waste of effort to write these drafts out in longhand and then take an eraser and erase, try to make modifications, stuff like that. Computers are marvelous for writing because you can just edit to your heart's content. The better tools that you have for it, the better it is. That's why I've built up the little system I have now that I'm using for my writing. Because it is. It's really like that. Anyway, okay, so that's the first thing. I want to become a valuable asset to NMSU by doing the work, sorry, I am most suited to their profit and to mine. I've learned that over the years too. So you need to make what you do valuable to who you're working for. and you need to be an asset instead of a liability. So many people end up being little kind of just gripey, moany, complainy, just obnoxious people for a supervisor to work with. And I think I finally came to the realization probably about 5 or 6 years ago that the most important thing is to keep that person happy. And that person will work for your welfare. Will work to try to make you happy. If you're making them happy, they want to keep you around. They're going to work in such a way to keep you around, to keep you happy. It's much easier. Of course, it's also important to, you know, be valuable by nature. I mean, just trying to please your boss is only half of that picture. You know, it's very easy to just become a brown noser. I don't think that's useful, because I'll readily say that one of the most important things to do is to keep Don Ray happy, because I want him to stay my boss. I don't want his job to get so horrible that he wants to run away and go do something else. I like the circumstance I have now. Now, I don't know if at some point I'm going to have to change bosses for the simple reason that I'm in these things that I'm most suited to, which I don't think is really just working at IT on computers all the time, is really the best use of material. To quote, like, Star Trek. Okay, so that's the first one. Should I say it again? I'm always repeating stuff, aren't I? In my first podcast on this thing, back in like 5, 37, 38, 39, that kind of area, that was a big thing, you know. Oh, I need to repeat things. So let me repeat one more time. And here it is. I will be a very valuable asset to NMSU by doing the work I am most suited to their profit and to mine. Okay, here's the next one. I will be a successful writer, lecturer, and speaker. Now, if I can do that within New Mexico State University, all the better, I think. It's nice to be part of an organization where they're going to keep up your health insurance, and you can basically be an employee, but, you know, be an employee of a grade where they let you do what you do. Hopefully it'll be such an asset to New Mexico State University that they'll let me keep doing it anyway. So that's number two. I will be a successful writer, lecturer, and speaker. Because that's kind of what I like, what I enjoy. I'll quantify this in a little bit later. I hope you guys don't mind very much the fact that this is kind of a self-serving episode. Autistic people are constantly derided, I think rightly, for being somewhat intensely self-centered, and I don't want to be particularly that way. I hope this is one of the few ones. Besides the fact that I say I've learned this and I hope to share it with other people, not because I want to aggrandize myself, but because I hope it touches you and makes your life better. Anyway, so those are the two things that we're going to do before the end of 2008. Gives it about 8 months, and by Christmas, well, actually by December 31st, I want to have these things happen. I would like them both to happen in relation to each other. I might have to rewrite this. Because I think it's important to be as specific as possible about what you want, but with some wiggle room, not telling how it's going to happen, but just saying this is what you want to have happen. That gives some wiggle room, which is what you really want, for, you can call it whatever you want to, karma, God, the powers that be, the shape of the universe itself, to kind of be able to get you what you want. You know, give it a reasonable amount of time, and also don't tell it exactly how you want it to look. Just let it be. All right. Next one. Before the end of 2011, these next two, and there's only four, these next two I'm giving a lot more room to, because I figure they're going to, it's going to require more more effort, or just more time to come to fruition, mostly financial on the first one. It says, I will live in an efficient, self-running hacienda. I've never come up with a good term for it. I call it the garden. Of my own design, that is away from others, where I can have the solitude I need. I feel, when I'm in town, you know, I always feel like I have to be too considerate of my neighbors. And in my present circumstances, I'm actually got neighbors who kind of, I feel in a way, take advantage of the fact that I'm nice. And I don't like it. It's not working for me. So I'm looking for a change anyway. So I wanted to get a little bit out of town. Or there's away from others. So I want something that's kind of remote. Not horribly so. That's why I add this next part. This is kind of a two-parter one. But they're tied together. I can have the solitude I need. So this circumstance will also provide Lisa with her dream house. So that's kind of, it's kind of a two-parter. It has to fulfill two purposes. It gives me the solitude that I need to do the things I do, but also provides Lisa with her dream house. It's got to provide the circumstance. So there's that one. A new living circumstance. Now, in this society, in this world, it's either a question of money or a question of, you know, of cloud, of gift. I'm not going to say how it's going to be brought about. I'm just going to say it will be brought about before the end of 2011. Give it 3 years past success. That this thing will be there. See, and I'll be living in it. Says, I will live in that house. It won't be there. It'll be started. It'll be done. I'll be living in it. So I'm looking forward to that. Because this is something I've always wanted to do. Well, Elise and I have dickered and planned about the garden for ages. So I want to make the garden a reality by then. Okay, the last one of all. This is kind of a catch-all, I think. And this is what it says. Notice that it always says "I will," and it always makes reference to something that is somewhat as if it's already happened. Kind of. It is future tense, but in kind of a resolve sort of a way. That's what an affirmation tends to be, I guess. It's kind of a form of a resolve. That something will occur. Almost kind of a resolve to yourself that this will happen. Okay, so here's this one. I will use all of my previous experience and ability, combined with new experience and ability gained from the increased control of time and energy that success brings, to enlighten and invigorate the family of man through writing, lecturing, and speaking. You know, maybe I should drop off the through writing, lecturing, and speaking. Because that's kind of saying, well, this is how I'm going to do it. And it's like, well, you know, since I've already said above I'm going to be a successful writer, lecturer, and speaker, I call that WLS. That's what I want to be, writer, lecturer, speaker. On these kinds of things. Maybe the bios in the future will include WLS. I don't know. The one I have now, I really like. The one I came up with, maybe I'll shun up to you so you can read that bio. Anyway, so okay. This one's kind of long, and I might drop off that last little piece because it doesn't seem to give wiggle room and I want to be able to give wiggle room. That's really important that you give that. Anyway, those are my affirmations. Those are the affirmations. I have also set some specific actions I'm going to do in the coming weeks, because this thing is called April 2008 Goals. So in the coming weeks of April 2008, these are what I'm going to do. I'm going to put together a blog for the purpose of combining my present responsibilities with my future plans. It's important to do your job, but it's important to always steer your job toward what you want to do next. You know? If it's going to be, I've almost been kind of talking, you know, tossing around about saying that we'll call the blog Beyond Technology, because I've always thought about that. Anything that I'm doing, when I was doing child development, I was always looking beyond child development. What was it trying to accomplish? And where was it succeeding? Where was it failing? And how one should think about this stuff. It almost got to that point. It wasn't trying to make a better form of child development. It was looking beyond it, beyond what child development is. And blog is going to be Beyond Technology, because we really have to look at, well, what is technology supposed to be accomplishing? What do we really hope to do? And to a big degree, we didn't know what it was supposed to do. It's been thrown, it wasn't like somebody sat down and said, well, we will make computers because computers will make this happen. And that's not how it happened. I mean, we came up with computers to do number crunching quick, but then we found out it had all kinds of other neat uses. And, you know, so that became so it really hasn't had a clear purpose. It just, it kind of came up with purposes along the line as it went. So it's kind of an interesting, little thing anyway. So I was thinking about naming the podcast that, Beyond Technology, and say, why are we doing all this? Why does this stuff come to pass? Because I tend to get philosophical about things, and that's important. I find my philosophy drives me forward. When I quit a job, it's, you know, sometimes it's for the money. Other times, it's for philosophical reasons. And so I find that to be a more important thing than career for me. I'm not much of a careerist, as they say, you know, trying to find a place where I can burrow in and make a nest for myself and make money, climb up the corporate ladder, stuff like that. I'm not a careerist sort of a person. I'm more of about, it has to be about what makes my heart sing. Anyway, so, okay. Let's see, that's the first thing. Okay, here, let me read, because I didn't really finish. I said, I'll put together a blog for the purpose of combining my present job responsibilities with my future plans, which are those affirmations. It will be NMSU branded and will make me much more visible in the larger university community and in the world at large. I feel this great need to be a little more, not to be a little more, to be a lot more visible, so that people can see you. Of course, it's important that the affirmations are shared on that blog, and that you're constantly bringing it up. That's what Jay wants to be too. I want to be beyond technology. I don't want to just be the technology guy. That's not what I want to do. I want to do something that's beyond that. Of course, you know, I intend to use technology to do it, for Pete's sakes, but that's always been kind of my take on technology, is that technology is this tool to accomplish other things. I've always seen it that way. Some people don't, which I think is weird. I think it's just, well, I've never seen it that way. I guess other people can see it other ways. It's up to them. It's not a big deal for me. Anyway, so. Okay, and because I feel it's like that thing that says I want to bring more value to the university, and I can't really do that unless I'm being noticed. Larger than just my group in information technology, larger than just the extension offices. I kind of, I'm starting to get a reputation there, hopefully a good one. And but you know, these aren't the circle of people that can help me. These aren't the circle of, not that they can't help me, but at their level, they're somewhat limited in how they can help me. I need larger people who say, you know what, this guy can, I can use this guy. I don't mind being used as long as while I'm being used, I'm being able to pursue my goals at the same time. I like to think of it as a mutually beneficial thing. I want New Mexico State University to be very glad they employ me. You know, I want those who are powerful to be glad. You know, I want it to be kind of a symbiotic relationship. I don't have a problem with working for somebody else. I don't have a problem being an employee. But I do want to be the employee in a circumstance where I'm going to be the happiest. Because when I'm happier, I'm sure I'm accomplishing what I'm supposed to be doing better. And certainly when I'm accomplishing what I'm supposed to be doing better, it's going to certainly make my employer feel better. So these things kind of all kind of come together that way. Okay, so that's the first thing I'm going to do in the coming weeks, is make this blog that's supposed to make me more visible. Of course, it's also going to talk about that beyond technology thing. And I want people to notice that. I don't want it to just be kind of an internal college thing. I want it to be something that can be used at large. By the whole world, if they want to use it. That's what I want to be able to offer them. Okay, next thing. I will have things to talk about at the New Mexico FCS meeting. That's actually going on this Friday morning. I'm going to be on a panel. Now, it might not be a small thing, but I want to have my mind around the whole idea of this is an opportunity to do what I want to see happen. Writing. Now that comes with the blog. The blog's going to be the primary writing thing. I do write in other media. I'm not saying it's the only one, but that's certainly the one I can get onto the quickest. And that I can combine with my job, which is important too, because it needs to be something. You know, I want my job and my goals in life to conjunct. You know, I like working for New Mexico State University. You know, some people kind of grope and moan and complain. Well, I hate my job. I hate the people I work for. I don't. I like them. I want them to like me. So that's what's the thing. These things are all trying to make good circumstances conjunct. You know, I don't want to be particularly self-employed. I don't want the headache that goes with being self-employed. Now, I don't want my job to be cruddy and nasty and have a rotten supervisor I can't stand. I think that would be very bad. Much rather be something else. Keep those things going. Of course, you know, a change of administration can make all this stuff just fall apart. But by and large, if you're valuable, people want to keep you around. Or if, you know, not, well, then you make a change. Anyway, so okay, so we got all those things. All right. Okay, I'll begin to talk. I will have things to talk about at the New Mexico Family and Consumer Sciences meeting and the subject of families. Now, this is good because this will open me up to the larger college. People that I have only been viewed in as some kind of little technology low-life person for a while, and I want to be scintillating when I do that. And I guess these podcasts have helped me, hopefully, to get a little more scintillating, to get a little more interesting, not be so dry, not be so boring, you know, because you can present a lot of information, yet do it in a boring way, and nobody wants to, you know, and it's almost like, well, you know, you're kind of shooting blanks there, buddy, because you're not going to, you know, you aren't going to get a job as a lecturer or a speaker, or opportunities to be a lecturer and a speaker without, you know, having nice presentations. So I think that's been what this, what my recordings and my podcasts, this podcast, has helped me do, is try to get kind of a performance style for whatever performing I'll end up doing. Anyway, this will lead to more things along the lines of writing, lecturing, and speaking. I will make NMSU look good. See, and that's okay, you know. These aren't my affirmations. I don't have to do wiggle room here. I want to be able to help people do that. I want other people to help me. He says, I will make NMSU look good. And that's important, too. You know, there is a certain reward to come from making them look good. By our association together, me and the university, it'll be advantageous to both of us, you know. I like that. I like the win-win situations. I've got a nice circumstance right now. I need to capitalize on that. Support. Capitalization. Bum-ba-da-ba-da. Okay. All right. Here we go. Oh, here's something. I will seek out and find the man who spoke at NMSU 18 years ago. Uh-oh. They're getting ready to start making people stop. And spend time with him with the purpose of understanding what he does and how I will have a similar work and lifestyle. Let me tell you a little bit about this guy. There was some speaker that came to the College of Education when I was it when I was going to school there? It must have been. I was a student working on my bachelor's. I think I was probably in my bachelor's track by then. And as he was talking, you kind of got just little bits of his story, but not very much. He had recently gotten his PhD, or at some point had gotten his PhD. But he never told you what his PhD was in. Never told you what his study was. And he was almost kind of bombastic about it, in that he would say, I'm not going to tell you what it is, and you know what? You're not going to care. And really, you know what? It was true. I didn't really care, because it was the things that he was talking about that were so interesting. It was about different things toward education, how to be a better educator, and it was good. It was inspiring. It was one of those inspirational speakers. Well, they kind of had this whole thing. They brought him in. I suppose they paid him quite a bit of money to come, and he was staying that evening, and it was kind of a dinner for the college president was going to be there. A lot of the big wigs were going to be present, and he was this person, and you know he was the featured speaker at this dinner, and everybody was getting fed and stuff like that, and what ended up happening? I had gone to his first thing, and I just liked the guy, just liked him, and. Of course, you have to understand, that was the time when I was working three jobs and going to school full-time and just trying to get done with college. Just trying to get out of it. And, I don't remember. I think I was going to work after this thing. I worked midnights at a convenience store. And, So I talked my wife into going, too. I don't think we had Shana yet. You know, so maybe it was in my associate's degree track. I'm not sure. We might have. I don't seem to recall seeing that. Anyway, we dressed kind of casual, and this ended up being kind of a formal thing. And we ended up, I think we got there a little early, and we ended up at the head table. Don't ask me how. All of a sudden, people just started showing up at the head table, and we were sitting right across from this guy. And we had a wonderful talk with him. We chatted about this and that, and he seemed to have singled out coming and speaking with us. And we had this wonderful conversation, talked about religion and things like that. Just all kinds of interesting things. And it was great. And now, as I think back on it, 18 years in the future, given all the interesting places I've been and all the interesting things I've done, I want to connect with this guy again. He had offered, at the first little meeting, kind of in the morning, when he was with the College of Education, he had mentioned, he said, anytime you guys want to come, you can get my card now, and you can contact me. And I, you know, it was just like, you know, that was kind of weird. And so I said, you know what, 18 years later, I don't know where he is now. I don't know what he's doing. I don't remember his name. I'm going to have to try to talk to some of the people that were there at the time and try to connect myself with this guy so I can see if he's still there, if the offer's still open. If it's not, you know, that's sad. I'm going to go ahead and go on anyway. But I think it'd be really neat because, you know what, that's kind of what I want. I don't know if I want to follow his footsteps particularly, but I want to do what he does, what he did then. You know, I want to be that person that gets flown in and that stays overnight, you know, that comes in the night before, gets I don't really care about the wine and dine particularly, I'm not that kind of a guy, but, you know, that gets to talk about the things that I talk about. Now, I've gotten into trouble before because of the venues that I choose. I used to do trainings and stuff like that for childcare, and I would do things on, like, family culture, which was, it was still part of the thing, but it was certainly interesting. You know, I would definitely be the person where they would come back to me and say, that he was an interesting training. They have to take the training, so I tried to make it interesting. When I was a WIC nutritionist, I had good things because, you know, I would treat people. I'm not really sure why. Right now, I do something called Techie Talk, and I do it only sometimes. I am not the only person that does it. I'm just one of the people that do it. And apparently, I've gotten quite popular. People say, oh, we just love listening to Techie Talk because Dave's so fun. He's just fun to listen to. Hopefully informative, too. But, you know, and I feel it's great because I enjoy doing that. I feel this need to capitalize on those things, to be able to do that more. I hope the blog does that. If I have a chance to do another podcast that's more work-related, I think I'd like to do that, too. Now, you have to be kind of careful because if people start getting the impression that I'm not doing my job, and I do, you know, it just doesn't take me very long. So I have some free time I do want to kind of proceed a little carefully until it starts getting noticed and people start saying, you know what, we want Jay to do this more. You know, in fact, if this could be Jay's job, we would like it to be Jay's job and we'll throw some money at you to make that happen. Because, frankly, he's making New Mexico State University look good. And we would like him to be an instructor, teach a couple of classes. I'd like to do it through the remote thing sometimes, or at least part of the time, so that, you know, I'm not really wanting to move to Cruces particularly. I would much rather be somewhere else. But, And not really be about, you know, information technology. I wouldn't mind being on the philosophy of information technology, or just just the philosophy of technology, which I think would be kind of interesting, although I wouldn't want to just, you know, be limited to just that. I want to go on the philosophy of other subjects, too. But that's kind of what I have envisioned, is that all I've got on this thing. And, my biggest thing of all is here it is. Okay, I will share my vision with other people, and they will help me realize this vision. Now it's almost sound like another affirmation. I might bump it up and make it an affirmation. Because, you know, I want other people's help to get me there. I don't know if I can get there on my own. You know, some of it has to do with these are your talents, make use of them. But it also has something to do with these are people who have ends. These are people who can put you on to other people who can better make it happen for you. So that's kind of what I'm working on. All those different things, different possibilities. And so that's basically my podcast today. I'm just about to my destination. I'm here during lunchtime, so I'm going to go ahead and set up my camp that I'm going to use tonight. And I think this will work out pretty good. Anyway, my name is Jay Nemro. As usual, you have chosen, I think intelligently, smartly, to listen to The Life Autistic. This has been episode 602 on Jay's Affirmations. Look for other things on affirmations by going to that book, The Dilbert Future, by Scott Adams. And, I think that's all I have to talk to you about today. This is Jay Nemro. Let me find my pointer here so I can turn this thing off. Struggling mightily with, not mightily, I'm just showing that I don't have all my little duckies in a row. I probably could, but I just don't feel like it. Jay Nemro, have a great day.